learning on the groundwater end is that there does seem to be, like, groundwater in the unconsolidated sediments, mostly the glacial and river sediments, that's mostly fairly contaminated. And then in the fractured rock aquifer below the sedimentary aquifer, where most of the private wells draw their water from around here, there seems to be like a shallower system that goes down a couple hundred feet that has the contaminants in it, and then a deeper system that is not contaminated, and maybe never will be, hopefully never will be, but at least the present time hasn't had the contaminants introduced to it yet. So this is really valuable to learn. For one thing, we understand now why some wells are giving non-detect for the contaminants where their neighbors all have very high levels in some places. It really seems to be this two-system thing. And then also it's maybe a place, an opportunity, so homes whose wells are contaminated but are not able to be hooked up to the public water lines perhaps can drill a deeper well and access this other system and get clean water that way, which could be valuable.
Right. So one of the solutions that the town and the state is pursuing is bringing clean water from the Bennington Municipal System to homes with the contaminated wells. So this, you're saying, could be a different option. If there is a separate water supply that homes are drawing water from that's uncontaminated, this could potentially be another solution.
I think for some homes, this might be a solution, yes.
Do we have a general idea of the shape of this water system? Is it, you know, one half of the town that's under investigation is on one system and the other half is on the other? Or is it much more complex than that?
It is certainly more complex, and I'd be hesitant to say much about what the actual shape of it is yet. This is something that we are learning. And it might even not be so much that some is one way, like there may not be an even dividing line because the water flows through fractures in the rocks and they're just connected to each other differently. And, you know, you may have two wells or two homes right next to each other and their wells may even be similar depths. And one well just may happen to intersect the right set of fractures in the rock that they're drawing water from the deeper areas that are not contaminated, and the other one may just intersect the fractures that are connected to the contaminated shallower system. And we don't, there's not an easy way right now to predict how it's going to go. Drilling a deeper well is probably going to be better to access the deeper system, but I don't think we know enough yet to really have a solid prediction. A lot of work is being done by collaborators and me to try to understand how we could predict that better, but we're still working on it.
Now, what about neighboring Hoosick Falls, New York, which has also seen the same PFOA chemical in its water supplies? Is there any connection in the underground water systems that we've seen between Bennington, Vermont and Hoosick Falls, New York?
Certainly not with the highly publicized town wells in Hoosick Falls, because those are just into the gravel fluvial aquifer that's really just below the Hoosick River. And I would say that is probably not connected to any of the aquifers that are on this side of the border. A number of the other private wells around Hoosick Falls, there could well be groundwater connections between here and there. You know, the geology doesn't know or care where the border is, and it's not that far away. There are a couple of fault systems between here and Hoosick Falls, but again, I don't think we know enough yet to say whether those faults would be a barrier to water flowing in the fractured rock aquifers between here and there. That's, again, something we're working on. But because of the... It's hard to combine data sets across the state line, even though the geology is not associated with the state line at all. One of the difficulties in saying something like that for certain is that we have different data sets and different policies for collecting and accessing the data sets on either side of the border. So while it's an imaginary human-constructed border, it actually then winds up meaning something for how we can conduct the work.
Where is the study going to go next? Is there any sampling that Bennington College is going to be doing in the near future, or is it all sort of analysis at this point?
Oh, no, we're still doing more sampling. I have 3 students working with me right now during our winter intersession, and they're going to continue working with me in the spring term. If you dive into the 5,832-page report that Saint-Gobain just did on the problem here in Bennington and trying to assess the whole thing, one of the things that's actually important in there is trying to understand what the background levels of the polyfluorinated compounds and PFOA is in the soils and water in this region of the country compared to what they actually are right here in Bennington, and then, of course, across the border in Hoosick as well. And I think that that's actually a really interesting and important question. So right now, my students and I are doing a bunch of background literature research, trying to figure out, like, what really is background levels. I just use background meaning two different things there. background literature research, meaning just trying to figure out everything that's in the literature already, and then background levels would be like, these contaminants are circulated all around the globe in air and water, so how anomalous compared to background is the level of contaminants in this area from the manufacturing here? That's actually a really important question, and that's one of the directions that we're going to be going in the future, is trying to do more broad sampling for soil and water in the general region to determine, like, how much is here just because of global circulation of PFOA through the atmosphere, and then how much is here anomalously above that because of manufacturing or other activities in this particular area.